Randall, what is the focus for you guys trying to help out Brett? I would imagine the natural inclination is for guys to maybe try and do a little bit more. Can that be a dangerous mindset to try and do more?
Yeah, that's not on us to do more. We got to continue to be the players that we are. The biggest thing is just communication, making sure that communication is at a premium and that we're executing the calls.
Where has his game grown the most since he's come to Green Bay, do you think?
Honestly, I don't know how to answer that question. I haven't really worked a whole lot with him, and I don't honestly pay attention to him when, I mean, that's a job, quarterback's coach job. I'm more so just seeing him and the way that he's able to command the huddle like he did today. He did a great job, I thought, the way he commanded the huddle and the way he got everybody lined up and was able to run the plays.
Randall, when you guys I remember talking to Aaron about this early in his career, body language for that position is very important because everybody's got their eyes on the quarterback, including teammates. Is that something that has to be learned just by playing, or do you think it's what a guy has inherently, and is it a concern at all with Brett? So if things don't go wrong on the field, he can't show it. He didn't seem to show it on Sunday in Minneapolis.
No, he continued to go out there and he continued to fight. I thought today in practice, you could tell he was very confident in the huddle. He was calling the calls. He was getting everybody lined up, making sure he was executing with getting everyone lined up and in the right places. And that's half the battle as a quarterback. And he made a lot of great throws in practice today. So looking forward to the opportunity to work with him this week.
Now that you guys have had time to process everything that happened, what's the collective mindset going forward here?
Got to win ball games. We got 11 games left. We always talk about it. No one player is bigger than the team. Obviously, he's a very big part of what we do, but the train keeps going. We got to win games and hopefully give him an opportunity to come back.
Obviously, fans aren't accustomed to Brett Hundley. What do you think they should look for this weekend with the new quarterback there?
I would say just him getting the ball to his guys, giving us opportunities to make plays for him. And I think the coach is going to put us in a great position with some of the play calling to get the ball in our hands and make sure that we're taking some of the load off of Brett.
How has some of the kind of game planning changed with Brett at the helm?
That's the biggest thing. With Aaron, he's kind of like a coach on the field. So with Brett, it's a little bit different. But he's definitely ready for the opportunity, and we look forward to having him out there.
Randall, if a defense comes in the proverbial licking its chops over an inexperienced quarterback, is there a way that an offense can take advantage of maybe a team that's trying to take advantage, if you will, of a young quarterback?
Yeah, you hit them with some big plays. You make some big plays on them, they'll sit back and they'll go back to what they normally do. Whenever they start to try to bring some of those exotic blitzes or do some of the different things to throw Brett off. We just have to be able to gash him in those moments and make the plays for him and put us in a better position offensively.